Mary Esther Sheets is more powerful than she seems. The cancer and stroke survivor is 55. She lives at Samaritas, a nursing home in Grand Rapids. And because she's so young and aware, she can speak up for other residents in the facility.
I've kind of gotten to know what people need.
Tori, her boyfriend, says she's an advocate.
Kind of another set of eyes to help keep an eye on people and make sure that they're being taken care of.
Mary and Tori spoke to reporter Will Callen about being apart during COVID and what it was like when the virus overran the facility.
My name is Mary Esther Sheets.
My name is Tori Kamerling. I am 54 years old.
I'm 54?
55.
Oh, yeah, 55. And I used to work at a clinical secretary for surgery at Metro Health Hospital here in Wyoming, Michigan, until I had my stroke on November 14, 2014.
She had been experiencing headaches for weeks.
I was in the lunchroom with my coworkers. And I kept telling them, I don't feel good. I don't feel good. I feel funny. My left arm feels funny.
She had two different strokes within 48 hours.
Couldn't walk. Couldn't use my left hand. Could barely see out of my left eye. I tried living at Tori's for a little while with our friends coming in to help take care of me. But then it got to be a little too much. And we both decided on the same morning that this isn't working. We need to find something different.
We weren't sure exactly when the first case of COVID occurred in the facility at Samaritas. It became a requirement that they notify family members. That's when we found out to the extent of which COVID had invaded that facility in particular. So we were looking at ways of getting her out of that environment because at this facility, they've had 75 residents test positive. And of the 75, I believe 35 have passed away. We had a pretty good plan on getting her home. And that was on a Friday. And then on Saturday, she started to exhibit some symptoms. And then on Sunday, it got worse. And then that's when it became clear that she was exhibiting serious signs of COVID and we weren't going to be able to bring her home.
The isolation part was really hard to get used to because I was used to getting out of my room and going wherever I wanted to in the building or leaving with Tori and going out to dinner.
After 3 weeks, Mary's symptoms went away. The facility was trying to do the best it can with the availability of nurses' aides that it had, but they were never able to fully meet the demands of the residents.
I've kind of gotten to know what people need. Like if they try to get up and start walking down the hallway and they forget their walker, I yell at them, "Hey, where's your walker?" And they go, "I don't know. I don't know where I left it." I said, "Well, sit in this chair and think about it before you fall down and break a hip."
I think a lot of the people around there kind of forget that Mary has maybe a better awareness of what's going on.
At some point, this COVID thing will go away. You can only hope. Because sometimes that hope is all we have. Take a big, deep breath and you put on your big girl pants and just realize this is how it's going to be for right now.